Here's your KLAM News for this Saturday morning. Galen Catholic celebrated its homecoming this week, and this year's king and queen were Caden Knipe and Aubrey Nillis. Nillis is the daughter of Lee and Angela Nillis, and she looked very surprised when her name was read out loud during the coronation ceremonies.
I was really shocked and confused, but I would never have imagined I would have been queen.
Is this something that you kind of been dreaming about, wanting to have ever since you were younger?
Yes, ever since I was young, I would always watch the coronation, and it would always be inspiration to see all of them in dresses. And it's just so cool to have experienced that.
Where Nillis was clearly surprised, Knipe, the son of Rick and Mary Knipe, seemed to take the honor all in stride. Knipe says he was tipped off just moments earlier.
Actually, one of my buddies that were on court saw the paper, so they kind of told me before they actually announced it. So, it was pretty funny.
Knipe explains what it means to be selected as the Galen Catholic Homecoming King.
It means a lot. I'm just glad that I have the opportunity to represent our school as being the king, and hopefully I'm a good example for the younger kids.
Knipe is involved with football and basketball, CLT, and the Honor Society, while Nillis is involved with volleyball and golf. She is also active with a large group speech competition, and like Knipe, she too is involved with CLT. Both Galen Catholic royalty members plan to pursue a higher education following their high school graduation.
I plan to go to the University of Northern Iowa and study education.
Okay, and how about you, Caleb?
I plan to go to Iowa State and become a financial advisor or stockbroker.
Galen Catholic lost their football game to rival Akron Westfield by the score of 34-0. The Lamar's Police Department and the Drug Task Force conducted an investigation over the last few months on subjects distributing illegal drugs over the last several months. Two subjects were arrested. They include 24-year-old Andrew Storley of 435 2nd Avenue southeast of Lamar's and 22-year-old Jaden Harms of 415 4th Street northwest of Lamar's. Storley and Harms were both charged with two counts of delivery of marijuana, which is a Class D felony. Both were booked into the Plymouth County Jail for those charges. The Plymouth County Secondary Roads Department has announced the closing of three roads for the replacement of a bridge with a box culvert. The first road is 230th Street from County Road K64 going east 2 miles to Polk Avenue. In the same area, Pioneer Avenue will be closed from 220th Street to 240th Street. Construction is expected to be completed by October 26. The other construction project scheduled to begin on Monday involves the closure of 200th Street from County Road K22 heading west 1 mile to Granite Avenue. County road crews will again be replacing the bridge with a culvert pipe at that location. Construction is expected to be finished by October 19th. The Wells Blue Bunny Ice Cream Parlor, located here in Lamar's, will close its doors beginning on Monday, October 1st, to begin its $4 million upgrade. The ice cream parlor will reopen on November 19th for the holiday season, then close again from February through early June to complete the remodeling project. When completed, the ice cream parlor will expand its seating area, include an interactive display entitled From Farm to Spoon, and will have a small theater to showcase the history of Wells Enterprises and the making of ice cream. Included with the ice cream parlor will be a rooftop seating area. According to Adam Baumgartner, the Vice President of Retail Sales, Wells wants to bring joy to everyone and make eating ice cream fun. Well, before Wells closes its ice cream parlor for the scheduled renovation project, customers are encouraged to visit the ice cream parlor this weekend, eat some ice cream, and help the Lamar's Little League. The Blue Bunny Ice Cream Parlor plans to donate 50% of sales on Sunday, September 30th, to the Lamar's Little League to help with expenses due to recent flood damage. Brett Sismel, the general manager of the Blue Bunny Ice Cream Parlor, says, "We know how important Little League is to Lamar's and the surrounding communities. We thought it would be a great way to support their efforts as they work to get the complex back in shape before next spring." Sismel says that we will close on October 1st to start the remodeling of the parlor, but we want everyone to know that we're still here supporting the community in any way we can. We hope that residents of Lamar's and Siouxland will come and enjoy a sweet treat on Sunday to help support the Lamar's Little League. That parlor hours for Sunday on September 30th will be from noon to 9 p.m. It is located in downtown Lamar's at 115 Central Avenue Northwest. Voters will have the opportunity to elect 5 members of the Iowa State University Extension and Outreach Plymouth County Extension Council from a slate of 5 candidates at the November 6th general election. Janelle Johnson, the program coordinator, says that the council members elected this year will be involved in bringing educational opportunities to Plymouth County for the next 4 years. ISU Extension and Outreach Plymouth County Educational Programming is a cooperative effort involving local citizens, Iowa State University, and the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Extension Council members are elected at large, and all voters in the county are eligible to vote for 5 candidates. Candidates on this year's ballot include Karen Harrington of Lamars, Julie Madden of Akron, Tanya Ryman-Snyder of Kingsley, Steve Tonsfeld of Remsen, and Cynthia Wolf of Akron. Council members whose terms expire this year are Chad Banks of Westfield, Jim Yower of Hinton, Nicole Lindgren of Kingsley, Julie Madden of Akron, and Steve Tonsfeld of Remsen. Carryover council members whose terms expire beyond the end of 2018 are Rebecca Easton of Remsen, Doug Martin of Lamars, Alex Popkin of Orange City, and Ronald Rollina of Sioux City. Successful candidates will take office in January of 2019. Extension Council members make policy, programming, and budget decisions for the Iowa State University Extension and Outreach for Plymouth County. Democratic congressional candidate J.D. Shulton held a town hall meeting in Lamars on Thursday evening. Following that town hall, Shulton sat down with KLAM News. Debates are oftentimes common with political opponents, with each candidate wanting to share their thoughts and views on the issues. However, Republican Congressman Steve King of Iowa's 4th District has historically refused to engage in debates. The one-time exception was when First Lady of Iowa Kristi Vilsack ran against King for a congressional position. Shulton says he would like to face King in a debate, but doubts that it will ever happen.
That's kind of why we're going on the 39 town halls. We don't know what he's going to do or not do. And so we wanted to show this is what we are, and this is who we are. And tonight a lady came up to me afterwards, and I've heard this almost at every stop. She goes, I appreciate that I don't think we even talked about King at our town hall. And it's not. My race isn't against him. My race is to fight and work for the people of this district. And I think that's why we're becoming more and more popular, and why I'm not there just calling him names. But he should be held accountable, and that's why I'm calling for these debates.
Shulton says he would like to ask Steve King about his many travels and absences and how they have helped Iowans.
He's been to Austria 5 out of the last 6 years on taxpayer dime, and I want to know why. It's not like we're trading or we're finding trade routes to Austria because of it. Like I mentioned, he missed 39% in the last decade of the Agriculture Hearing Committee. He's not on the Farm Bill Conference Committee, and he's missed 82% of the Small Business Conference meetings. And these are things that, I mean, this isn't calling him names. This is asking him where he's at. And that's what I want to, those are the answers I want to get out of the debate.
Shulton says that the people of Iowa's 4th District deserve to hear from both candidates.
We do have clear division of issues, and I mean, we should have that debate as America was set up to have.
And that is a look at your news here on KLAM.